On today's episode of the Hitmen Podcast, Maw and I talk about J.J. Watt signing with the Arizona Cardinals. We on Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson watch, but we also get off into this huge story about a Nike VP resigning because her son was running a reseller's racket.
What a finesse, bro. What a finesse. You already know we got NBA talk. KD being out to the All-Star after the All-Star game, so Sabonis is his replacement. We talk about Kyrie wanting Kobe to replace Jerry West as the NBA logo. Zlatan Ibrahimovic versus LeBron James. And the Hawks firing Lloyd Pierce. We get into a couple teams that are surprises too. And a little bit more casual NBA talk.
Quick hits. We talk about the big men signing big dog shoe deals. Warren Lotus has an enticing deal for Mo out there in Oakland and in L.A. Don't forget the sneaker rundown, the game show, and some real cool shout-outs this week. Episode 39 with the MVPs of the pod game. Let's get it. Anniversary of that call. Mike Breen was in town for OKC when Steph Curry laid it down on the OKC Thunder, and it still rings true to this day. And it rings true to this pod. Whenever you hear that joint, whenever you hear that MVP chant, you already know what's the deal. It's the most valuable podcast in the world. The Hitmen Podcast. Chris checking in. Hold on. Mo, you there?
What's the word?
Oh, okay, bro. You hear this week, huh?
I hear you. You know, the technical difficulties, I don't know where they came from, but you know, the mic is always plugged up and the volumes is always turned up over here. So, you know, it's all good, man.
You back in full effect. Good to have you back, bro. They said last week you was giving me the whispering of a lifetime, nigga.
Well, first of all, pause to that, to people ever think that. But no, bro. I didn't even know. Like, we didn't even really realize until what? After you was telling me while we were recording, like, you sound low, but I'm like, I was literally kissing the mic, pause again, trying to get sound as loud as possible. But yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes things don't go as planned, but you know, we here this week sounding good. I sound good on your end.
That's what MVPs do, though. They adjust, they make the situation better. You feel me? They take the challenge and they step up.
Come on, man,
knock it down.
Come on, man. Yeah, I sound good. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Levels turned up. You back to life.
All right,
brand
let's
new
go.
Man.
All right, we good. Then we can pod today for sure.
Oh, yeah. We down for a big show. We appreciate y'all tapping in with us each and every week. Don't forget, man, we on y'all ass about this like PG. Subscribe, rate, and review. We need that. Man. We need that. Go out there, hit Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor. Let them know that the kids is leading the, you know what I'm saying, leading the clubhouse. We lapping them out here. Make sure y'all hit us up. Let us know how we doing. Rate, review, and subscribe. Go, matter of fact, pause it. Go do that right now and come back. You feel me?
We'll still be here. The support the support is appreciated. We ain't going nowhere.
Right on. Without no further ado, man, let's get off into it. Y'all know how we get down each and every week. So we rock the band. We're going to start with the NBA, bro.
Let's get it. What we got on top?
They figured it out. Like you said, AD out. They had to get a replacement. So they put your boy in there. Devin Booker is officially a 2021 NBA All-Star. So salute the book. Yeah, the Phoenix Suns, the All-Star guard.
Well deserved. I know that he probably didn't want to get in this way, but that's well deserved, man. The NBA, you know, everybody can't be an all-star, bro. Somebody got to be left out. Unfortunately, Devin Booker. This is the same thing we saw with Dame. Where Dame was feeling like he was getting snubbed,
yeah,
just on the all-star team, and or even being a starter. So, you know, growing pains, but all Devin Booker got to do is take care of winning, and the rest is going, you know, going to pan itself out in the years to come. So congratulations to Book, man. Well deserved.
Salute to Book. Also, another replacement on the East side with Kevin Durant being diagnosed with a calf injury. He's going to be out of the All-Star game. He's actually going to be out for a month. In steps Domantas Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers. He's also a 2021 All-Star. So salute to the Indiana Pacers forward for making that leap into the All-Star game.
Yeah, and I think they bumped Tatum to a starter. So Tatum is taking Durant's place as a starter. Shout out to Sabonis. I mean, having a great year, averaging a double-double. I want to say 20 and 10. Indiana is in the playoff hunt. They are a playoff team as of right now. And so well-deserved to Domantas Sabonis as well. I will say it's interesting that KD will still be picking a team for the East.
Yeah, crazy, and, right?
Yeah, so that, I mean, that I like that wrinkle. I like that wrinkle that he still gets the chance to pick his team, but he's really going to be playing GM, you know? So
like he already ain't doing that now. He already got enough practice. It's
a players league now, so everybody, you know, everybody can be a GM if you, well, it's not everybody. It's only a certain few, probably like two or three guys that can play GM in a league. But it's fun to see them go ahead and pick. But I'm going to ask you this. Who is the first? Who will Bron take with the first pick? And it has to be a starter. So he gets the starting pool of the East and the West. Who you think will be his first pick?
I told you last week it's going to be Chris Paul. He's going to pick his home.
You think so?
Yeah.
I really think it's going to be Luka Doncic. To me, it's a no-brainer. Either you go Luka Doncic. I know he probably won't pick. He definitely not picking Kyrie. If he can help it, he definitely not picking Kyrie if he can help it.
That's a low blow.
But it'll be interesting because I believe that Luka Doncic would be his first pick. I don't know if you saw the interview where he was sitting down and he said that he wanted Luka to be the first player to be on the Team LeBron brand, and he kind of pitched that to Nike. So with that being said, you know, I think that he has a certain connection to him. He really likes his game, and he'll pick him first. What gets interesting then is when KD picks on the side of, KD is not playing, but he's in turns picking for Jason Tatum. So you got Jason Tatum, and then you know he's going to pick Kyrie first. I mean, that's just what it is, right?
Well, I mean, since he's not playing, don't you think that he gets the first pick? Because he's essentially going to be down one pick. Because, unless he would have to, like, pick himself.
No, because Tatum is... No, it makes sense. I see what you're saying, but Tatum took his spot as a starter, so they're just going to allow him to, you know, be part of the ceremony because KD will be there at the game.
Right.
He just won't be playing, so he'll be picking, like, in sense for Jason Tatum.
But I think he's going to pick Steph.
I do believe. And that man is gonna go ahead and pick. He's gonna pick Kyrie first because that's his man. So he ain't gonna, you know, gonna show him respect.
He got rings with Steph.
But it's gonna get ugly after that though.
He got rings with Steph,
but he gonna pick Kyrie because he can't pick Steph over Kyrie.
It's the All-Star game. If you getting your feelings about the All-Star game, Kyrie, you might as well go ahead and hang it up, bro.
I mean, too I'm emotional. Not trying to say that Kyrie be on his feelings, but we know who these guys are. We know who these guys are. So we're gonna pick Kyrie.
Who would you pick? Would you pick Kyrie?
I would pick Steph.
Thank you. All right.
But not. I'm not saying it like it's a no brainer because Kyrie is gonna get busy. Kyrie is a special cloth. So I don't think you go wrong with either one. But then it gets scary because I think LeBron then picks Steph, and then KD has to figure it out, right? Because if either you're going to pick Joel Embiid or you're going to pick Jokic.
Harden.
Or you could Harden is a reserve. So he's not even in
the
first.
Are they only picking starters or are they picking the whole team?
Well, no, they pick the starters first. The starters have to be picked first.
Oh, the starters have to be picked first. Okay.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Now I'm with you. Okay. Okay. Right. So in that case, you're right. Bron will pick Luka. KD is probably going to pick Kyrie or Steph.
And then it gets scary hours.
Steph either goes second or third, I feel like.
Yeah, he goes second or third. You depending on what they want to do. But you know LeBron, if he can help it, is not going to pick Kyrie. So KD not even going to put him in that situation. He's just going to pick Kyrie, get it over with. But then it just sets up again for Brian, like he be doing that GM stuff. He gonna load that team up. He can go Joel or he can go Steph. I'm pretty sure he'll go Steph. Mm-hmm. And then, like, yeah, it's gonna get ugly after that. I can't wait to see. I think to me, this is the best part of All-Star Weekend.
He might fuck around and pick Tatum. That's his little bro.
No. So Tatum can't. So Durant is picking in place of Tatum.
So
Tatum
Durant
is
Tatum.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
I'm sorry if I'm confusing y'all. I don't like that anyway. I feel like it should just be East and West. This whole like fantasy, like this is lame, bro. They had to because
they was dog walking them games for the last like 10-15 years. They was dog walking it. So they need to do something to spice it up. And now with that Elam ending, where they add 24 points to the ending score, and whoever gets that target score at the end of the game wins, I think that it brings more excitement to it. So
target
we'll see what happens.
I
just want to bring that up to you because I do know they're picking teams. I want to say Thursday.
Okay, I also want to ask you too. Is it tonight or is it
Thursday? I don't know. Is it tonight or Thursday? I think it's Thursday. Right. But when they do pick, it's going to be just interesting to see how, you know, these players, how they think. Who they think they can run with, so, or the best team possible. So it'd be cool to see.
While we're on the subject of Kyrie, he spoke a couple of times in the news. I was out in Barclays when he decided to not play last minute and they end up losing to Luka and the Mavericks. Mm-hmm. But he's been real vocal about the idea of Kobe Bryant replacing Jerry West as the NBA's official logo. How you feel about it, bro? Like, it's kind of a touchy subject. I don't want it to be a flavor of the month type thing, just because it's fresh. You feel me? Like, we went through the same situation with Mike for a long time. They're like, why is it not Mike? Because obviously his logo is licensed. You know what I'm saying? They would have to cut him a huge check in order for that to happen. And the logo been the logo for a while. I don't think that anybody's protesting Jerry West being the logo. I think that everybody's kind of just doing it from an emotional standpoint. That's just my take, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Well, first you gotta respect Kyrie and his mind.
Straight up. Right?
He's gonna speak out about things that, you know, he feels one isn't right, or he's just gonna be himself, and you gotta respect that. I respect what he's saying about Kobe being a logo. You have to, because of what Kobe meant to him. Kobe was a mentor. He idolized Kobe. That was his guy. We all seen the infamous clip of him and Kobe talking about playing one-on-one and how Kyrie didn't back down. But you could tell that in that moment, he was, you know, that was the moment for him to talk trash to his idol, and he was going to let him know that I'm here. So, you know, the bond that they built, they did the collab on the shoe with the Kyrie shoe and the Kobe. They did a mashup and all of that. So all of these things make sense for why he would say that. Now, he did say, this is no disrespect to other players, but Kobe should be a logo. I've seen players say that all due respect, he shouldn't be the logo. One, for instance, was Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson said, I love Kobe. I respect him, but nah, he can't be the logo. Everybody's going to have their perspective on it, right? Because like you said, some people are like, well, why not Mike? Well, why not this person? Well, why not Kareem? Well, why not Wilt? Like, that, it just opens a can of why not this person? Why Kobe? So do I believe that do I have a problem with the logo being changed? Absolutely not. I believe that Jerry West did, you know, put the league not where it needs to be, but he was one of the faces of the league back then. And he's still in the league right now, you know, making things happen.
To this day!
There's been so many other players, man, that have given so much to the game of basketball and took it to the next level. I mean, I could say Steph could be the logo. Steph changed the game in the last 10 years. So it's all up to perception and, like, who you believe meant the most to you when it comes to the game of basketball. But I don't have a problem with them changing the logo, but it's going to be a problem because everybody's going to vouch for their favorite guy or their idol to be the logo. So I don't even know where it goes from here.
If you could pick your logo, who would you want it to be? Don't say Bron. Damn. Don't say Bron. I'm going to cut the podcast short. Don't do it.
No, I wouldn't even say Bron. Like, that's fine. I don't think the logo should be who people think is the best player ever. I don't believe that. That shouldn't be the logo. I think it's who gave the most to this game.
Yeah, who represented the league.
Who represented the league as a professional, right? So for me, honestly, I would not have a problem having Magic Johnson be the point, be the logo.
I agree.
That's just me. When you asked me that question, I never thought about that question before. Never. But if you were to ask me who, it would be Magic, because, or Larry Bird. I'll be honest, because if you look at the history of the NBA in the 70s, the NBA was on a decline. It was starting to tank. Fans weren't coming to see players for a ton of reasons. Drug use. Some white people didn't like to see that many black players in the league. All of these things. The ratings were going down. They were showing the games on tape delay. All these things were happening in the 70s. But then in the 80s, Magic and Bird come in, and that rivalry just, you know, it brought life into the game again. It brought fans to the game. People wanted to see that rivalry. And then they took it so well. They became friends. And they didn't have to do that, but they did. And I credit them to taking the lead to where it is now. So Magic or Bird, I wouldn't have a problem.
I like that idea. I take it a step further. Why not do both? Why not do Magic on the home jerseys and do Larry Bird's logo on the away jerseys? You know what I'm saying?
That's a thought. I wouldn't be mad at it. I think that we should have one universe. If we're going to change it, we're going to change it. And we ain't talking about changing it for another 50 years.
I'm thinking, you know, the train of thought of, like, okay, so you got the NFC and the AFC in the NFL, right?
Right.
In the AFC, they have an AFC patch. I know the Chiefs at least have the traditional AFC patch on their jersey. And then the AFC, they have one of the original six teams has the NFC patch on their jersey. Yes. So it's like, it's kind of like one of them universal things. Like, it's still all encompassing for the NBA, right? Put Jerry West's logo on the back, and then, like, on the back center, you know what I'm saying? And then you put Magic's logo on the left strap or the right strap, whatever. Larry Bird's on the left or right strap. Just put on two different jerseys. So,
you know what?
Yo.
Yeah, no, that's I like that idea a little bit. I like the where you're going with that. But I heard somebody say this about Kobe and the logo, where they're like, well, don't change the logo, but let's put on every jersey the Mamba logo, you know, from here on out. Let's just put like on the side or something like that. Let's just put the Mamba logo to always, you know, remember and, you know, celebrate Kobe, which I had no problem with. That's fine with me.
It would work out fine because Nike is the official licensed jersey in the NBA right now. You know, before this, Adidas had the contract, and then Reebok had it way back in the day.
No matter who it is, they said just put it on the actual NBA logo. So they have the NBA logo, but then put the Mamba logo somewhere within that NBA logo. I would be okay with that. I honestly would. But when we're talking about changing a logo, man, that's all up for interpretation. Like, who's gonna vote on that? Who's gonna be pissed because they were left out of voting on that? You know?
True.
There's so many different things that go into that. And a lot of people are gonna be offended. And a lot of people you open up a can of worms. But I think that a lot of people wouldn't be mad at Magic Johnson or Larry Bird.
Let's talk on the court real quick. The Atlanta Hawks, probably biggest story of the week. They fired the coach, Lloyd Pierce, yesterday, inserting Nate McMillan onto the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
Being criticized quite a bit over his substitutions and his rotations, was playing shooting guards and small forwards at center a lot over the course of the season. It's coming out today, as early as today, that a lot of the players were looking for a new voice, and they wanted a new coach. They were pushing for a new coach. Questionable hire with Nate McMillan. I think, you know, he got done dirty in Indiana, but the fact that they put a defensive-minded coach in Atlanta where they absolutely play zero defense, I don't know if that's going to yield to success for Nate McMillan coming over there, but I do like the idea of him getting another chance back in the league. But for Lloyd Pierce, his time as head coach for the Atlanta Hawks comes to an end.
Yeah. I feel a little bit indifferent about this fire.
Mm-hmm. Did you see it coming?
I didn't see it coming because I thought Lloyd Pierce was doing the best with what he had. If you see that the Hawks throughout this year were not healthy. Everybody's been injured. Rondo just came back.
Right.
Rondo just came back. They had a lot of guys in and out of the lineup with injuries. You know, COVID, of course, is another factor in that. But I felt like he did the best with what he had at the time. Now, Lloyd Pierce he's an advocate for a lot of social issues in the NBA. He's on the forefront of that as far as coaches are concerned. So I give him a lot of respect on that front. Basketball wise, could he have done a little bit things different with that Atlanta team? Absolutely. I'm hearing the stories now coming out that, you know, Cam Reddish felt like he was being picked on by Lloyd Pierce. I don't know his coaching style, but from what I was hearing about him from Atlanta Hawks players when they used to get interviewed over the last couple of years, they seem to like him. So it's kind of surprising that that is, you know, what was going on. But, you know, they don't do any of this without running that past Trae Young.
Story came out that said he was the leader of the pack when he said, yeah, we cool with having a different voice. We cool with moving on from Lloyd Pierce.
So apparently whatever message he was giving to them was rubbing them the wrong way, and they just wanted a new voice and they wanted to just get some new energy into the team. Now, with that being said, I think that Nate McMillan is a great hire. I think that's an absolutely amazing hire. Nate McMillan was great in Indiana. Did a great job there. He got the short end of the stick there for some reason. But Nate McMillan got the most out of that small market Indiana team. And I believe this Atlanta team is a little bit more talented than that Indiana team. When you look at Kevin Huerter, you look at Trae Young, you look at Cam Reddish, you look at John Collins, you look at Clint Capella, Rondo, Gallinari. You got so many different weapons that he can use. And Nate McMillan, he's a defensive coach. But he gets up and down the court. He knows how to construct an offense. And so I do give Atlanta a chance to like rebound from this. And I see them being a playoff team. I do.
With your superstar, Trae Young, huh?
You know what? Let me backtrack on that. It's not even a big backtrack. You know, I was calling him a superstar because you were being out of order saying that you were disappointed in the way he was playing. I'm like, the guy is 27 and 10. You could get on him about defense, but honestly, I mean, Trae Young is 5'11". I mean,
you gonna cop a plea about him crossing his feet? You know the rules. Head down, man down. He let a breakaway dunk happen at the end of a game and threw up a trash ass floater the other night. No, and they blew a 14-point lead.
Well, yeah,
but he's a superstar.
So I will say this. Look, I'll get into this. Trae Young is on the verge of being a superstar. I think that leap could be taken this year if he gets in the playoffs. Because I believe, yes, a superstar is a player that makes everyone around them somewhat better or elevate their style of play or their level of play. I think Trae Young has that in him. They're asking to do a lot there in Atlanta. They've asked him to be the ball handler. They asked him to be the main scorer. They asked him to bring them back, hit 30-footers, 40-footers. It's hard. Ask Steph Curry how hard it is right now without Klay being there. It's tough for a little guy to just be that type of guy that does everything for the team. And yes, it does affect him on defense. Now, is Trae Young about to be an all-world defender? Absolutely not. But I believe that with his quickness and his smarts, because I do believe he's a smart player, he could play the passing lanes a lot better. And he could lead the league in steals if he wanted to. That's what Nate McMillan is going to get out of Trae Young. I truly believe that he's going to push him defensively and make him a better defensive player as far as positioning, where to be, where to play passing lanes. Because him being a one-on-one defender, he's not that big, he's not that tall. So a lot of guys are probably going to pick on him, take him to the post, and those things. That's going to continue to happen. But he can lead the league in steals. So, you know, Trae Young is not a superstar yet. I'll take that. He's not a superstar yet, but he is definitely a star. 27-10 and didn't make the All-Star team.
Atlanta sitting at 14-20 on the season right now in the 11th hole in the Eastern Conference playoff position. Ending out this week, headed into the All-Star break. A real head scratcher of a story I want to get into next with you, and I'm gonna let you have the floor on this one because I'm pretty sure you got a lot to say on it. AC Milan striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic has reiterated his stance that Los Angeles Lakers forward LeBron James and other high-profile athletes should stay out of political discussions. Quote, athletes unite the world, politics divided, Ibrahimovic told reporters on Tuesday. Our role to unite the world by doing what we do best. Athletes should be athletes and politicians should do politics. He originally made the stick to sports point last week, and the four-time NBA MVP responded to that in a suggestion that he could never follow that notion. We got the quote right here. Here's LeBron.
You know, I would never shut up about things that's wrong. I preach about my people, and I preach about equality, social injustice, racism, systematic voting, voter suppression, things that go on in our community, because I was a part of my community at one point and seeing the things that was going on, and I know that, you know, what's going on still, because I have a group of 300 plus kids at my school that's going through the same thing, and they need a voice. And I'm their voice. I'm their voice, and I use my platform to continue to shed light on everything that may be going on, not only in my community, but around the, this country and around the world. So, if there's no reason, not I would say no reason, but there's no way I will ever just stick to sports, because I understand how, how this platform, how powerful my voice is. And he can just ask Renee Montgomery, if I would have shut up and just dribbled, seeing that beautiful black woman today, be a part of a group where she's part of an ownership group now with the Atlanta Dream down in Atlanta. And it's funny you say that, because I believe in like 2018, he was the same guy who said when he was back in Sweden, talking about the same things, because his last name wasn't a certain last name, that he felt like it was some racism going on when he was out on the pitch. Right? He did say that, right? Yeah, I thought he said that. So I speak from a very educated mind. I'm kind of the wrong guy to actually go at, because I do my homework.
Flexual from the four-time MVP.
I don't have a lot to say about it, bro. I don't.
Let me give you Zlatan's quote before I get your response. LeBron is phenomenal at what he's doing, but I don't like when people have some kind of status. They go on and do politics at the same time. Do what you're good at. Do the category you do. I play football because I'm the best at playing football. I don't do politics. If I would be a political politician, I would do politics. This is the first mistake people do when they become famous and they become in certain status. Just stay out of it. Just do what you do best, because it doesn't look good.
Who is Zlatan to say this, bro? That's what I'm saying. Who is he to say this? You know what's ironic about this whole situation?
What up?
Zlatan is telling
fire squad
athlete. He's good at being an athlete. So he's telling other athletes to not speak on things that matter to them. But Zlatan is also an athlete talking about another athlete that's talking about politics.
Facto.
So what the fuck, like, huh? Wouldn't you just mind your business? If you use Zlatan and that's what you really believed, you would never even say that, right? Because you would just be minding your own damn business. So at the end of the day, we know what LeBron means to the culture. We know what LeBron does for his people. I don't think there's a soul that's African-American, black, or a minority who believes that LeBron should probably be quiet talking about issues that affect the community. Because he's putting his money where his mouth is, and he's putting his time where his mouth, like where his actions speak for themselves. Building schools, he's not the only person doing this, and this does not even pertain just to LeBron. He called out LeBron because LeBron is the biggest guy doing it, right? He didn't call out anybody else, but there's so many other people. Russell Westbrook just opened a school. You know what I'm saying? Russell Westbrook has talked about issues before. Steph Curry has talked about issues before. All these players have. He just knew that would be clickbait, so he used LeBron's name, which is corny. It's corny. And as a guy who also has suffered from, racist remarks from people, it's kind of crazy that he would do that. I don't know what his agenda is, but come on, man. LeBron don't need nobody to tell him to keep doing it. Putting a good workout for the community. He already knows what he's doing. People have already told him. He's already received that type of love. So Zlatan can really say whatever he wants, but it's not really holding any weight. Let's back up a taste. We cannot move on to the NFL without talking about the New York Knicks, dog. The Knicks? Come on, man. Let's talk about it real quick. People in New York should be happy.
Don't phone them.
Hey man, they having a whole ass celebration right now, man. The New York Knicks sit at 18-17.
Nasty.
Number 4 in the East.
Dead ass B.
7-3 in the last 10 games.
No shit.
They got an all-star this year with Julius Randle.
Whooped it.
D Rose.
All my NBA.
Looking happy.
All my New York lingo.
Yeah, man. D Rose looking happy. Happy out there. Tibbs got them playing good basketball, man. You got to shout out the Knicks. I don't know. Like, I'm going to ask you, where do you think this can go for them?
Shit, I don't know. It's the Knicks, bro.
This is surprising. I have not seen the Knicks look this good. In, the last time I seen them look this good was when they had Melo. That second year they had Melo. When they had Amari, Melo, JR, Shump. And they really had a real threat to beat Miami, but then they got in the playoffs. Amari punched a little fire extinguisher thing, broke his hand or cut his hand real bad. They basically slayed their own chances to possibly, you know, dethrone in Miami. But they look good, man. I just gotta give them a shout out. They look really, really good.
Julius Randle leading the league in minutes played, by the way.
Yeah, man, they play hard basketball. They play hard. They play tough. Tibbs has put his imprint on that team. They seem like they're following his direction. Emmanuel Quigley is a stud, bro. Beast. He can hoop. I like their chances to stay in the playoffs. I don't know if they'll end at number 4. I think that they'll go on a little slide and probably be closer to 7th or 8th. But them getting the playoffs and, man, it just sucks. And I want to say that because the situation that we have right now. Could you imagine a Knicks playoff game where all the fans could come in New York in 2021?
I was surprised they even let fans in. So, again, I was at Barclays the other night, and Cuomo and then the governor of California, they were the two states that were steadfast and said, we're not allowing any fans in any arenas for this calendar year. So I was surprised to even see fans at Barclays. They had about 500 folks there. By the next time they have a game in there, they said they're looking to increase that by 500%. So they're looking to have somewhere around 2,500 fans in the arena. So if the playoffs come and the Knicks got something going on in the Garden, bro, like,
I'm saying everything they said, they just came out with the news saying that we should be able to get fully vaccinated hopefully by the end of May. If that happens and the Knicks are there in the playoffs, oh boy, that's gonna be amazing to see, you know, see fans in the Garden, you know, cheering them on. Especially if we could get a Knicks-Nets series, that would be amazing. That would be absolutely amazing. But I say that to say this. I believe that the Knicks playing well the way that they are now with all the young talent that they do have. Do not be surprised if free agents now take them serious as a destination to go to.
Ownership ain't changed, though. But they did say they put the new folks that are in
shout
there.
Shout out to World Wild West.
Word, 1,000%. You already know.
Shout out to World Wild West. He making things happen there. I didn't necessarily like the Obi Toppin pick at 8, but I'm not mad at it. I ain't mad at it. He doing his thing. Free agents, I think, will go there. Now, I'll tell you what free agents probably won't go. Houston, where they have lost 12 straight games. Bro, let me tell you this, bro. I've been watching basketball. I've been watching sports. I've been watching ball. I've been keeping up with things. I did not know till they got to about 10 straight games that they was losing that many damn games.
They lost their 12 straight last night.
Yeah, they look bad. Victor Oladipo declined extension with Houston, so I'm pretty sure he's going to be out of the door by the time. He's out of the door next couple weeks.
They let go of Boogie, too.
They let go of Boogie. John Wall is there trying to figure it out. Christian Wood is still not playing. It's looking all bad for them right now. I do believe Victor Oladipo is out of there by the trade deadline for sure.
Where do you think he goes? You think he ends up in Miami like he wanted?
Miami is winning now. Miami is winning now, bro. Miami's on
Told y'all.
Yeah, I think it's like 7 out of 8. They're looking really like they're making that playoff push. I think that they just had to get themselves together and get some chemistry back because a lot of people were out for a long time. So Miami's looking good. Do they need to make a trade? Yeah. Do they need a guard? I don't know if Victor Oladipo. I don't know.
They need a center, bro. So exactly. That Bam can play his. They need to put Bam in his natural position. They need him to play the four.
Right.
They don't need Olynyk on the floor with Bam at the same time because he's a defensive liability. They need to go get a big man.
If I was them, if I were the Heat, I would seriously look at trying to pry Vucevic from the Orlando Magic. I don't even know. Like, I think that he's been sitting there wasting his years in Orlando, but Vucevic has given your favorite center 30. Just go look it up. He can really play ball. He's a stretch five, and he can also play in the post. So I think that don't be surprised if you see teams like the Nets, or you see a team like, you know, even Miami, or even a team like the Lakers, surprise maybe, and go, no, they need a center. They need somebody that can, you know, stretch the floor at the five. They have Marc Gasol, but Vucevic would be a definite upgrade. But listen to hear his name. His name should be in rumblings as a guy that a lot of teams, contenders, want to go after, for
say,
sure.
Say his full name. What's his full name?
Nikola Vucevic. I got it, bro. Come on, man. All right, man, get to the NFL, dog. That's all I want to say, man. Go ahead to the NFL.
JJ Watt. JJ Watt. After all them cryptic texts and all that back and forth, the trolling with people trying to figure out what was up, he ends up landing with the Arizona Cardinals, back with his old teammate from Houston, DeAndre Hopkins. He joins a lethal defense that includes Pat Peterson, Chandler Jones. He put out a video today talking to Chandler, saying that he spoke with the family of
Marshall Goldberg.
Marshall Goldberg's daughter gave J.J. Watt permission to unretire the number, so he will be wearing the 99 out in the desert. For J.J. Watt, it's a two-year, $31 million deal, which includes $23 million guaranteed. Man.
Yeah, nice little contract to get at the end of your career.
Damn right. Sure. Who said it's the end? What's up with you, dog? I feel like you got beef with J.J. Watt. What's the problem? What's the matter?
No, I mean, what's your over? I just don't know what the over-under on the games played for J.J. Watt this year would be. I mean, dude hasn't played in over 50% of his games in the last three seasons. So, I mean, until you can show me, you know, the NFL is, what have you done for me lately? Well, J.J. Watt hasn't been playing a lot lately. So, until he showed me different, I believe that this is his last stop, without a doubt. I think that J.J. Watt has so much to, he has so many avenues that he can pursue outside of football. And, you know, it's not for long, man. I don't think somebody like J.J. Watt, with the injuries that he's been through, the back problems that he's been through, the back surgeries, I don't think he wants to go through too much of that. So Arizona is a nice place to be at to end your career and start, you know, post-football life.
Did you see the meme where they put SpongeBob SquarePants in the room with the shades drawn?
Yeah.
And they show Patrick and SpongeBob talking about that's Deshaun looking at Nuke, man. And looking at JJ walking in the sunset.
Don't worry about it, Deshaun. Deshaun will be just fine, bro. Deshaun just got to wait it out. He's already expressed what he wants. And yes, he is under contract, but he'll be all right. If he has to show up and play until they trade you. But Deshaun Watson will be traded before this season starts, for sure.
So apparently J.J. Watt had better offers on the table. The Cleveland Browns and Indianapolis Colts both put up more money per year for the Cardinals, now the Cardinals defensive end. But he decided to sign with Arizona. This is coming from Arizona Sports 98.7 FM.
I could see some reasons why.
Well, I can't see it. Holler at me, because I thought Cleveland was going to be a great place for him to go with Myles Garrett. You know what I'm saying? They just broke the seal and made it to the playoffs. They got a really decent offense coming back with Nick Chubb and Baker and Juice Williams.
Yep.
I mean, Juice Landry, OBJ.
Yep.
So what's up? Yep. What you think it was?
Why do you think Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay outside of football?
State tax. No state income tax.
The weather is amazing. It's a business decision, but it's also a personal decision. I can go to Tampa Bay. I've been in New England, where the weather in November, December is freezing. Yeah,
JJ he was Watt, in Houston though.
Playing freezing temperature. He's been playing it. Yeah, in Houston, playing in a dome in Houston. He played in a dome in Houston. He didn't have to play outside in the cold. J.J. Watt has back problems. He has injuries. He doesn't want to play in the cold. He doesn't want to be sitting in Cleveland in the cold or Green Bay in the cold. Not saying that he, you know, that he couldn't do it. He just doesn't want to do it at this point in his career.
Sound like
he'd rather go somewhere like Arizona where, yep,
like Joakim Noah. Noah. We're going to get to that in a little while, but he sounded like Joakim Noah talking about Cleveland.
Exactly. No, he just didn't want to spend his winters there. He would rather spend his winters outside playing in Arizona in 70, 80 plus degree weather. I'm not mad at it.
I feel it, man. The Washington football team has decided they're going to part ways with Alex Smith. They're expected to cut the comeback player of the year sometime this week. This is being reported by Ian Rappaport.
Yeah. You saw this about to happen when he came out and said what he said about the organization not wanting him, not really wanting him to be around, didn't really want to play him, these different type of things. Alex Smith, you know, you got to respect his story, man. He went from literally about to die to coming back and playing football and winning. He went 5-1 with them this year with the Redskins. And he'll get picked up, but he won't. I think his time as a starter is done in the NFL. He'll be more of a, you know, a backup, but more of a tutor. I think he'll be more of a tutor to whoever the starter is in the league. I could see if the Bears for some reason don't get a quarterback and they keep Mitch Trubisky. Yeah, Alex Smith is not starting for the Chicago Bears.
Word around the campfire is that's what's going down.
No, sir. Don't please. Chicago. Chicago. Russell Wilson said that one of his destinations is Chicago. Don't play yourself by bringing in Alex Smith to be the starter. Alex Smith can only come into Chicago because he has familiarity with
Matt Nagy
with Nagy from their time in Kansas City. Understood. Right. Yes, but you don't bring him in to start. Not over Mitch. Come on, dog. We can't.
Y'all brought Nick Foles in. You brought Nick Foles in, man. What you mean?
Yeah. And look what happened. What happened?
I'm saying, bro.
Y'all hard headed. The Bears hard headed if they do that. Don't do that. Don't do that, man. I respect Alex Smith, but don't do that, man. If you're gonna bring him in, you cannot bring him in and say there's gonna be an open quarterback competition with Mitch Trubisky and Alex Smith.
Oh, it's not.
You know how not trash that sounds. Sounds so trash to me saying that a quarterback competition between Alex Smith and Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky should be embarrassed if that's the case. So we'll see what happens. But respect to Alex Smith.
Yeah, we're not gonna get into that Britt Reed situation. We're just hoping everything, you know, works out. We hope, you know, prayers up for all parties involved. I ain't touching that. Mm-hmm. Spoke on it though, yeah. Russell Wilson, man. Apparently, an NFL insider says the idea of the Dallas Cowboys trading for Russell Wilson is extremely unlikely, and the Cowboys are 100% focused on getting a deal done for Dak Prescott. That's according to NFL Network. Now, what that says to me is he's absolutely going to be with the Cowboys in 1 second. So, the Bears need to be looking elsewhere for a quarterback.
Yeah, the Cowboys will do what it takes to get Russell Wilson. I think that there's better destinations for him to go to than Dallas, but I don't know how that plans out because Dak's situation is still on the table, man. They got till next week to sign him.
Or the Bears are going to get Dak Prescott, and Russell Wilson is going to the Cowboys, bro. I'm telling you. That's what's happening. If Deshaun Watson was coming, he would have been here by now. J.J. Watt gets a $31 million deal before Deshaun Watson gets traded.
Well, I will say this, yeah. But they're holding their hand. They're holding their hand.
Who?
They have to.
Who? The Texans?
The Texans, they have to.
With the draft, you think?
They want to get the best deal possible. And I don't think people are really going to entertain giving their best deal until closer to the draft. So that's what I believe. I think that Deshaun Watson, I do think that now is the time for the Houston Texans to explore trading him, only because now you're hearing the rumblings about Russell Wilson, and you don't want your best offer for Deshaun to go to Russell Wilson, and now you stuck taking, like, you know, taking some bullshit.
Right.
So I think that with that Russell Wilson news coming up and starting to heat up just a little bit. It's not too hot, but it's heating up a little bit. I think that Houston got a little fire to the feet, and they have to decide if they're gonna actually seriously trade this man or make him wait it out. And if they do want to trade him, they gotta do it now.
If you were Jacksonville, do you trade the number one pick
for
Deshaun Watson? No.
Nope. Wow. And if I'm Deshaun,
you
I think
trade
I told
one
you
Clemson QB for another one, huh?
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to Deshaun. I mean, look, I would in terms of, yeah, I can get Deshaun Watson over here in Jacksonville. But if I was Deshaun Watson, I would pray that they wouldn't do that. That's a whole rebuilding situation. Now, the rebuild could be faster than, you know, expected, and they could be good in year one or two. But I think Deshaun is looking for a more stable situation where there's a really good defense and they're only a couple pieces away from being a contender. I think that that's a better situation for Deshaun and Russell. Russell Wilson is trying to go into a straight to a winning situation. Ain't no rebuild with him. He's been in the league too long, and he got on.
The Miami Dolphins cut Calvin Noy after one season into his four-year, $51 million contract, and the Baltimore Ravens and star quarterback Lamar Jackson are nowhere close in terms of a new contract deal. With extension talks with the 2 years left on his deal, Lamar Jackson is only making $1.8 million for 2021. This is the NFL MVP.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
it's a dirty game.
Those rookie deals. I mean, you see what happened with Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes won, and they had no choice.
Oh yeah,
we just gonna go ahead and cash you out. Like, we're not even gonna play those games. I'm surprised that, you know, they haven't come to a deal, but I don't think that that's gonna be a problem. I think that when Lamar gets paid, he's gonna get paid handsomely. Baltimore does not switch their whole program around, switch up their personnel to fit Lamar Jackson style, only to let him walk away. That makes no sense to me. So he'll get his money. Just be patient, young grasshopper.
That's all I got for the NFL. Bams, you got anything to add before we get into the hits?
Nah, man, let's get into them hits. NFL is pretty much wrapped up. It's been a little dry on the football tip. So,
Come on, man. That boy got the mic back working. He in a whole nother stratosphere. It's dry on the NFL tip. Whew. Hit us up in the mailbag.
The NFL is not a person, bro. The NFL was a person, bro.
The Hitman Podcast.
I would allow that to fly. No, I'm not letting it. I'll let you get the other ones off. Not this one, dog. You reaching.
Oh, my God.
You reaching, dog. I'm not letting you get that one off on me,
bro. And check us out on the Instagram. I'm at Labeled and All. Mo is at Mo_Sal1. And we, of course, are at the Hitman Podcast. Let's talk about the quick hits, man.
Yeah.
I already mentioned it. Joakim Noah, calling it a career, the 13-year NBA veteran and former defensive of the year, former defensive player of the year, is calling it quits. But he eventually plans to sign a one-day contract and retire as a Chicago Bull. So salute to JoJo. One of his best quotables. I got it right here for you. Let me play it real quick.
About this place, man. I just stayed in my hotel room, man. Every time I look out my window, it's pretty depressing out here, man. It's bad. It's bad.
Talking about Cleveland.
So you're not going out?
No. No going out in Cleveland, man. Some factories.
Do you regret anything that you said about Cleveland?
Not at all. You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say I'm going to Cleveland on vacation.
Me neither. I
mean, what's so good about Cleveland?
Yeah, Joe Kim Noah was a legend, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was booed a lot. My whole life I've been booed.
Shout out to Joe, man.
Yeah, hey, he was one of those guys who brought, you know, that spirit back into the Bulls. You couldn't think about the Bulls from 2008 to 2013, 2014 without Joakim Noah, man. He was just, you know, he was the life of that team. D Rose was the star player. Joakim was the heart.
Yeah, man.
You know, very similar to Steph Curry and Draymond. yeah. in the Warriors dynamic. Yeah. Great career, man. Very, very big personality. Could get under anybody's skin, but like dude was a good player, man. And he had a good career at Florida University with Billy Donovan. Yeah, man, they had a whip over there too in with Florida. So
Corey Brewer, Al Horford, Tariq Glenn.
Yeah, they had a whip. They had a nice little whip. So
I give it up forever for Joe. He's always been really good to me and gracious to me. I was blessed to work with him in my career working in sports so far. One of my old coworkers, she went to the University of Florida and she was in the athletic office. And so her and Joe were really good friends coming up. They were in the same classes together. So when I got on the NBA circuit back in 2015, I had the opportunity to meet Joe at the United Center. And I want to say this is right when he was leaving to go to the Knicks. And he's having a going away party at his high rise in Chicago. And he invited us up. And I thought that was, crazy.
It's dope.
A beautiful spot. A lot of players were there. Taj was there. Doug McDermott was there. D Rose slid through. And he's just been an awesome person, bro. I got a real quick story. I was getting ready. They were doing back to backs and we were covering them. And obviously, he's a Brooklynite. He's born and raised in Brooklyn. And so after the game, I want to say it was after this game I'm talking about now. I was late for my flight. You know what I'm saying? I was rushing to the airport. You know how that go.
Yeah.
And so I ended up missing my flight that I was supposed to take up to New York because we were covering the game in New York. So I'm at the gate and Joe walks up and he's like, "What's up, bro? Like, you headed to the city?" I said, "Yeah, I just missed my flight. I'm pissed." And I'm looking like, "Wait, you on this flight? Are you on this?" He's like, "Yeah, I missed my flight too, bro. I'm trying to catch the next one." So
he missed his flight to the game?
He missed his flight. It was an early flight. It was like a 6 a.m. joint because we were kicking it. He was celebrating, kicked it the night before, and so he missed his flight. So he was late getting to the airport.
Oh, I thought he missed the team plane or something. Like that. I was like, bro, wild as hell.
No. He was flying. It was him and his man. It was him and his man. And they were flying. They were flying first class, whatever. But anyway, obviously he's taller than everybody in the airport, and we flying Delta or something like that. So we off in Terminal 2. Anyway, somehow, some way, man, not only does he get me on the flight with him, but he gets me bumped up to first class. So I'm sitting in the seat right behind. He has the first chair. I think he's seat 1A. He puts me in seat 2A right behind him. You feel me?
Damn, that's dope.
Yeah, we get back. We chop it up on the plane. He's telling me about his sister. And you know what I'm saying? He's going to link with family and things like that. And he had just become a father. I was right about to be a father at that time. But the next time I saw him after that, it was a game in Milwaukee. And he was in a Knicks uniform feeling right at home. So I went center court, dapped it up, chopped it up with him for a little while. But he's always been dope to me and my people. So salute to Joe on an amazing career, man.
Salute to
Joe,
man.
One of my favorite players. He embodied that Chicago. You know what I'm saying? He was a Chicago getter, Chicago riller, for real. Every time he had them heated battles with the Cavaliers or with Boston, he never shied away from contact. He was always one of them. He wasn't the best shooter. He wasn't the best athletically, but when it came down to never backing down from a challenge and showing that attitude, Joakim Noah will always go down as one of my favorite players.
No, for a fact. He was an underrated passer. He was a really good passer.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal passer.
He had game. He had game for sure. We could talk about his shooting all you want because, the shooting wasn't necessarily there. He would hit jumpers occasionally and things of that nature, but everything else he had. So shout out to Joakim Noah, well-played career.
Big men getting shoe deals all around. James Wiseman signed with Anta, and Bam Adebayo signs with the Jordan brand. But it's one brand in particular that I wanted to get off into a conversation about with you. So shout out to Bam, shout out to the Wiseman. But let's talk about Warren Lotus for a second.
Hey, man.
Have you been peeping this scene? You checked it out?
Man, hey man, hey Nike, Nike. I've been telling y'all to holler at me. I knew something was going on, dog. I've been telling them since day one. Hey, we need to holler at the people at Sneakers because something fishy going on, dog. So there's no way in hell. But go ahead.
Let's
tell
talk about so Warren Lotus has according to the Shoe Game, shout out to shoegame.com, Warren Lotus is offering to pay participants $5,000 to walk from Los Angeles, California to San Francisco, California in his upcoming Reapers release. They have to be a size 10, but this type of promotion is A1. I wanted to ask you, bro. At first, I thought it was a joke. I thought he was playing. This is like that scene in Forrest Gump where he got the Cortez and he just took off running. Mm-hmm. If Warren Lotus offered you 5 G's to walk in his shoes for promo from L.A. to San Francisco or out to Moakland, where you at, would you do it?
Like just straight walk?
Walk, run, whatever. Just foot it.
Nah, $5,000.
Nah, you wouldn't do it?
Man, hell no.
5 G's? It's a pandemic. Bro. You wouldn't do it?
Nah, bro. It's cool. Certain things, that's cool, bro. That $5,000 goes straight to fucking food and hospital bills. I'm great, bro. I'm good on that.
I'm not walking
for no 5 G's. It's already 4 hours on a plane between LA and Oakland. And
it's a 7-hour drive.
Yeah, now equate that to a walk, fam.
mind you. First of all, let me say this. Let me say this right here on our show. I'm doing that shit.
Strong ass leg, little boy. Like, I'm good.
First off, check it out. Number one, I don't wear a size 10, so I'm already disqualified. But if I did. Don't you wear 10? 10 and a half? Something like that?
Yeah, 10 and a half.
Man, boy, you better go get that money. They say they paying for the hotels, they paying for your meals, and they paying for foot massages for a year at the end of it.
They're trying to sweeten the pot.
I'm doing it, fam. I don't know about you.
I thought about it for 2 more seconds, but nah, I'm good.
Foot
massage would be bomb, dude, for a whole year, though. That's kind of dope, but nah, bro.
That's the type of promo we into. How much would you pay for somebody to do something for the Hitman podcast? What you'd pay?
How much would I pay? Yeah. Somebody?
Say we had a shoe and we told somebody we wanted them to walk.
It'd be more than $50.
50? I said 5,000 they paying.
Yeah, I said, I know it'll be more than $50. It went over your head. But that went over your head. It's gonna go over everybody's head.
I'm with you.
If you know, you know. More than $50. Yeah, I know. I hope you hear it too. Anyway, what would I pay? Bro, you gotta at least start off at 15. Jeez. Come on, man. Come on, dog. At least start off at 15.
But he gonna get a homeless person to do it, and it ain't gonna be nothing to it, bro.
Bro, he gotta get him at least 15 G's, and then that's just it. And if you negotiate, you can get at least about 25. I'll do it for 25K.
Wow.
It's gotta be worth it, man. Hey, look, man, you gotta value yourself, and nobody will, bro.
What a diva. The All-Star game is this Sunday. We already seeing folks not really feeling it. Dame Lillard announced an hour ago that he's dropping out of the 3-point contest for rest purposes. And Zion put the rumors to bed and said he will not be entering the dunk contest.
So you got smoke for him? You got anything to say?
I don't like it. He should have been in it last year. He was injured and everybody was pointing fingers that he should have been in it. He's not. If we gonna criticize LeBron about not Thank doing you. It back That's in 2003-04, we gotta criticize Zion. You supposed to be the next one. You supposed to be the next, you know what I'm saying, savior of the league. Come in and do the dunk contest. Mike did it. Dominique did it. All of the greats before y'all did it. And now for whatever reason, y'all agree to go down there because it's all-star pub and it's all-star promotion. But then you don't want to do it on the biggest stage. And you ain't really got no real. Well, I'm resting. Bro, you 20 years old. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Let me tell you. I never have a problem with players doing or not doing the competitions.
Bro, the All-Star game is the biggest stage. Y'all got voted in. Like this
the
is
the game.
We need
the
this. Game. And not only that, from a marketing standpoint, this is the biggest showcase for the NBA outside of the playoffs and the NBA finals for new viewership. For anybody that's not tuning into the NBA, the All-Star game is their best time to get exposure. That's when you want to showcase your best athletes and your best talent. So when we say that, yeah, bro, we want you to work with us. If y'all want these new mega deal contracts and y'all want this TV money to kick in so that y'all can do y'all chip and dip commercials and get all the Ferraris and all of the Louis bags and all of that, bro, you need to do your job. So let's get in the dunk contest. Let's show off what we can do. You did the BS High School All-Star dunk contest and you was all over House of Highlights and you was all over Ball Is Life, but then you get into the NBA and you don't want to do it? Come on, fam.
Yeah.
Get out of my face with that shit. That's garbage, bro.
It's going to be like that for certain reasons. This All-Star game, like I said, a lot of players would did not want to really participate, but they'll be there. I will say this. I don't feel like it's an obligation for the stars to necessarily do the three-point contest or the dunk contest or, you know what I'm saying, the skills competition. Would it be nice to see them there? Absolutely, right? But it's the NBA All-Star Weekend. Not like NBA All-Star Weekend. So the All-Star game is where I want to see the stars. Yes. But let's shine light on some of these other guys who are some of the best shooters and some of the best dunkers in our league. I don't know if he's currently on a basketball team. I mean, on an NBA team right now. He's in the G League. But this guy, Jalen LeCue, if you haven't never seen him jump, go watch it. Dude should be in a dunk contest, and he probably would win. He's been in, back and forth between the G League and the NBA, so I don't know where he stands right now. But let's go ahead. If the NBA stars aren't going to do it, let's get the best dunkers who are in either the G League or the league in the NBA to do the dunk contest. That way, we can get people here who actually want to do it and put forth the best effort to giving a great show, which the dunk contest has to be. The three-point contest, come on, man. I don't care. They put people in the three-point contest every year who can't shoot threes. And they get up there and they brick it up. And we be like, damn, we thought they could shoot threes, but they're better in-game shooters than actual contest shooters.
Or we get the Nate Robinson effect in the dunk contest where they take all damn night to land one dunk, right?
Right, but if you get the best dunkers, no matter what, they're in the NBA. And of course, Zion is one of the best dunkers that we have in the league, but he's not the only one. We have a ton. The league has a ton of great jumpers, high flyers that reside both in the NBA and in the G League. I think that they should entertain bringing G League dunkers to the NBA if they're not going to want to do the dunk contest. That's what I would do.
Alcorn State has officially announced its football team will not be playing this spring. The team is opting out of the 2021 season over concerns of a COVID-19 outbreak. Quote, due to the concerns and uncertainty surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic and the upcoming spring football season, we have determined opting out is the best course of action, said the athletic director Derek Horn. This is indeed a difficult decision, and I'm especially mindful that this will be disappointing news to our student athletes, along with our dedicated fans and supporters. Alcorn State has won the SWAC title the last 2 years and the SWAC Eastern Division title the last 6 years. They're not the first team to opt out, but mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that they won't be the last. The SWAC has been on the rise in terms of getting television relevancy. They've been in, obviously, the Bayou Classic and shout out to HBCUs across the country. But this is a big blow. You know what I'm saying? Your conference champion opting out of playing for the season?
Yeah. They're just doing what's best for them. And you can't really knock them for it. This is the decision that they want to do to protect the players, protect the, you know, coaches, protect the school. Won't be surprised if we see a couple more of these decisions being made, but it kind of sucks for the kids that, you know,
draft prospects.
They've been doing their thing. So it sucks for them. It definitely does. But I can't fault a school for making the best decision for them.
You got some Fenty for your girl? Has she been pressuring you to get some Fenty? You know what I'm saying?
Been there, done that.
Yeah?
Yeah. What's up?
You don't sound too happy about it.
What? It's the gift that keeps on giving. Quit playing, bro.
Well, not so fast, my friend. Rihanna and Louis Vuitton. Owners LVMH have decided to suspend the Fenty fashion line. How this revolves around sports is they were just getting ready to do a men's division for Savage Fenty, but they decided to suspend it. In January 2019, Rihanna inked a deal with French fashion conglomerate LVMH, home of Louis Vuitton, Dior, Givenchy, Marc Jacobs, and other high-end brand names. This led to the establishment of Fenty as a new fashion line. Now they decided to suspend it, instead opting to focus on supporting the rest of the Fenty ecosystem, including cosmetics, skincare, and lingerie. No word on a Rihanna album, though.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, she don't need to make an album. Now, let's clear it up. They're not discontinuing the Fenty, like, underwear, like the lingerie line. They just discontinuing the Fenty, like, clothing line, like, you know, t-shirts and sweats and things of that nature. That's what they're canceling. So, guys, women, y'all still be able to get your lady some Fenty underwear, and you know what I'm saying? You'll be able to reap those benefits. So, that'll be good. That's good. And as far as a Rihanna album, I'm good. Yeah, it is the gift that keeps on giving. Think about it. Don't let that go over your head. Think about it, man. Get your lady some Fenty. You'll be all right.
This part of the quick hits segment is called the money segment. The next few stories are going to revolve around the money segment. So first and foremost, happy belated birthday to Luka Doncic. He turned 22 over the weekend after stopping the Nets' 8-game winning streak. But Luka Doncic's rookie card sold for a record $4.6 million, becoming the most expensive NBA card in history. So yeah, shout out to, what are they calling him? Don Luka?
Luka the Don. Right. Luka the Don, man. Come on. Get it right. One of the best young boy in the game right now. That's what I'm going with. But let's get into this card selling for, what, $4.8 million?
$4.6,
which is ridiculous. Yeah. But have you checked out NBA Hot Shots?
No, I've been hearing about it, though. Tell the folks
this,
about it. What's the
this
deal?
Thing is crazy, and I don't know about it 100%, but what you can do, it's like, so you know back in the day, you have, like you said, you have trading cards. We used to buy a pack of cards, and you know, you get, sometimes you get a lot of trash cards in your pack, but you may get that one, you know, rookie card, a player that you know is going to blow up. You know, you,
like when
you just trade cards. Exactly, like Pokemon, you collect your collection, you have it in your book. Well, this is now digitized. So you can buy highlights, which it sounds crazy. It sounds crazy, but you can buy clips of highlights of your favorite players and you can add it into your collection. It's all on a digital format and you can buy these things and you can buy packs of highlights and you can, you know, trade them and show off your collection. And this thing is taking off, bro. Like at first I thought it was the silliest thing ever, but if you see how much people are paying for these highlights, it makes no fucking sense, bro. People are going broke paying for highlights, like NBA highlights of their favorite player. But it just shows you where the world is going, man. Everything is going on the internet, is going cyber. And I think it's pretty cool. I took a little look into it. I don't know the ins and outs all the way, but that's the gist of it. And it's kind of cool. So take a look if you ever get a chance at NBA Hot Shots.
I just had that story. It was going to feed right into my next story in the money section. Because ABC just gave up the bag to get back into the Super Bowl rotation. According to Bleacher Report, ABC, the Disney-owned company, reached... I can't even get it out. They reached an agreement tentatively with the NFL for a record $2.2 billion to get back into the rotation. They renew their contract for Monday Night Football, which airs on ESPN, but the new terms will allow simulcast to bring Monday Night Football back to the ABC airways. It also puts them in contention again for the Super Bowl rotation, which now only includes CBS, Fox, and NBC. The last time a Super Bowl was actually shown on ABC, this should be a game show question, but I'm going to go ahead and let it happen now. 2006, who played in that Super Bowl, bro?
2006 Super Bowl?
Yeah, man.
Damn, I was a youngin'. So
06, that's when we met, fool.
Yeah, 06, I was they didn't show that. They didn't, because the Bears went to the Super Bowl in 07.
Yeah.
Against the Colts.
Yeah, year before.
So in 06, it had to have been the Patriots. It had to have been the Patriots because Tom Brady been doing this shit for a long time.
Well, this is just a warm-up. That was wrong.
Tom Brady wasn't in it.
Nah, he wasn't in it.
Wasn't the Patriots weren't in the Super Bowl.
06 was the Steelers and the Seahawks. Sean Alexander was the MVP, but they went up against Big Ben and the Steelers.
Big Ben and them. Yeah,
out in Ford Field in Detroit. So that was the last time it was on ABC. But this came from a heavily contentious negotiation because ABC was already paying $2 billion. For their rights, and they're already now with paying more than the other networks for the Monday Night Football licenses. They decided that they weren't going to pay any more after the NFL is basically saying because of their drop-offs, they were receiving a 4% decrease here, a 6% decrease there, and they received a 14% decrease in Super Bowl viewership. I'm speaking about ratings at this point. They didn't want to pay any more money for the licenses. So 2.2 Bs for their contract, man.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And that's why these NFL players get so mad, and they should not be just signing any collective bargaining agreement when you see how much money is changing hands between the NFL and these media companies. Stand firm, hold to your principles, lock out if you need to, and sign a CBA that will benefit all of you guys in the years to come. Mm. That's all that says.
I kind of want to, well, yeah, I'm going to play this. I'm going to do this one first before we get to the biggest hit of the week.
Yeah, get to that. I know we all know what the biggest hit is of the week. I damn near ruined it a couple stories ago, but I've been waiting to get to this. Sneakers, y'all got some explaining to do. So, I'm going to keep saying it.
So yeah. Eddie Murphy was on Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, Jimmy Fallon earlier this week promoting the Coming to America 2 movie, the sequel. And Fallon asked him a question about his late brother Charlie Murphy and the story about him actually losing a basketball game to Prince. Here's the clip.
Those three, you know, when you have those three, Prince, McCartney, and Stevie, I was like, I'm in the presence of a genius.
Did the story that your brother Charlie, which again, sorry to hear about his passing, the story about Prince challenging you to a game of pickup basketball that he told in the Chappelle, that I'm sure that really happened, but
that is totally and absolutely accurate.
But he gave you outfits?
No, we had on stuff from the club, you know. So we had on the club clothes, and Prince had on that outfit that was in the Kiss video, where he had the little like short shirt and the leather jacket and with the buttons and stuff. He had that outfit on, a little gold chain around his waist, a waistlet, I think. He had on the waistlet. And he was like, hey, y'all wanna play some basketball? He was like, what the f-? You wanna play some basketball? And it was like, all right, let's play. And my brother was, it was Prince, was some dude, a dude named Mickey Free that used to hang out. And they used to all kind of wear that kind of Prince clothes. So my brother was like, all right, it's gonna be shirts against blouses.
And who won?
And they teamed up and the blouses won. They beat the out of us. But you know what I think? We had one dude on our squad that could play named Larry. And he didn't have no shoes, so Prince said, gave him some sneakers, right? And Prince wore like maybe like 2-3 sizes smaller than Larry. But Larry was so excited to have Prince's sneakers on. He put sneakers, them tiny sneakers on his feet, so he couldn't, you know, do his
toes
game
all
right.
Crammed up.
Yeah, so he could execute. So we lost. The one dude that could play, Prince's shoes had him shut down, so he couldn't execute.
Hey, yo, let me tell you, that story on Chappelle's Show, that skit was probably the funniest skit of all time, yo. I'd never laughed so hard. And all I can say to that is, game, blouses.
How about you and your team versus yo. Me? And the revolution.
It's so funny. We use that now. We use that. Whenever we watch a game and somebody hits a dagger or the game is over, we say blouses, man. Sure. And that's the impact that skit had on the culture. So, man, rest in peace to Charlie Murphy. That was a great story by Eddie Murphy. And it was perfectly scripted and directed by Dave Chappelle and his team.
Gilberto Ramirez signs a multi-year deal with Golden Boy Promotions. Tech company Triller is going to promote Teofimo Lopez's title defense against George Kambosos with a bid of more than $6 million. And of course, the big news of the week.
Hey, man.
The big that news boy, of the week.
How you try to finesse the plug?
Ann Hibbert, a Nike employee of 25 years who was recently served as the vice president overseeing its North American business, left the company on Monday, according to an internal email viewed by Complex. Ann Hibbert, VP GM, North American Geography, has decided to step down from Nike effectively immediately. We thank Ann for her more than 25 years of service. Nike also put out a press release this afternoon publicly announcing the end of her tenure and confirmed the move in a statement to Complex. Now!
Yo, this shit is wild. Let's get to why she resigned.
The Bloomberg
please.
Story sparked an outrage online, where her son, of all fucking people, has been running a reseller's racket with the plug directly. Like, he had basically like the main vein to Nike because of his mom serving as the VP.
Basically using her to purchase all these damn shoes and finessing the system with bots and everything.
Sending and he was fronting his move.
And guess what app was being affected by that?
You guessed it.
You ever heard of the sneakers app?
Clown.
Yeah, so everybody that's been on sneakers app, this is one of the main dudes who's been finessing the system. The son of the VP of Nike. That's ridiculous, bro. This story has blown my mind, bro. I don't know if you've seen the page.
He was taking drone shots of crazy amounts of boxes of shoes. Like,
dog,
this is unbelievable, on his deck outside the house.
How did he not think, come on, man, bro, first and foremost, if that's what you're doing, so be it. Why are you so loud? Why was he so loud? It's always the loud
Front
ones.
Your that, move,
like,
bro.
Why is he so loud? Like, if you never seen this dude page, it's west.coast.streetwear. Just go on there and be amused at why we didn't know that this dude was the person that was basically.
He has six pair of Nike Mag, six pair of Air Mags, bro.
And if you know how rare those shoes are, rare, and you had six pairs, and he said he found them in a storage unit.
Say he found him in a storage locker, bro.
Yeah, so somebody left $100,000 worth of sneakers in a storage locker.
One of the sources to the story says that Herbert's son, Joe Herbert, would buy large quantities of shoes from Nike outlets using his mother's discount. And you know it's Primo, she's the VP of the company.
Come on, man, that discount probably 85% off. Oh my God, dude. Yo, look, he could have got away with it if he just been quiet.
The story says that he went to one of the stores, bro, and racked up almost $132,000 in one purchase.
Yeah, he was just feeling himself. That's what happens. You know, this is how every story ends. You know, you just be feeling, you feel yourself too much. And you get a little bit, you know, you feel like you're invincible. Like, ain't nobody gonna touch you. I've been doing it for this long. And maybe he's not going to feel any like, you know, repercussions from this, because I want to ask you this. Do you think that they're going to tell the VP now that she still can't get a discount on the shoes?
She left the company. She ain't getting shit.
Doesn't matter. She was there 25 years. She's still going to have that discount.
Bro, she's going to get her gold watch and a swift kick in the ass. Peace out, Girl Scout.
He's still going to get. Let me tell you, if y'all think this is going to stop and y'all think that all of a sudden now we're going to start getting sneakers on the sneakers app. You are absolutely wrong. Hope that ain't stopping shit. Look, he's one of probably many who's doing this through that Nike company. I'm not trying to come at them, but if this is happening, I mean, damn, and it was this obvious in our face, what else is happening right in front of our face with these shoes not being able to be had?
Speaking of stories,
that's nuts though, bro. I'm talking, this is sick. This is a dude. What? Just go look at his page and just laugh. You're gonna be like, what the fuck, dog? The picture with the off-white Jordan 5s. I don't know if you saw that one.
I seen all of them. This is out of control, dog.
Go ahead, bro.
I was gonna say, speaking of stories development, who you backing right now? Season 4 started off with a bang. Who you backing, Man Boy or Scully?
Man,
you ain't feel them vibes.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you who I'm not backing right now. Come on, Saint. Come on, dog. He been tight this whole time. He been tight. And That was loose. What he did. Come on now. Who am I backing? Between, you said Man Boy and
Stacey. Scully.
Scully. Bro,
the motherfucking at this roaches. Point, at too this many point, motherfucking at, roaches.
At this point, you gotta pick Man Boy. Scully, look, he a different. Scully different.
I'm going with Scully.
Yo, straight episode. Up. I mean, sorry if he's spoiling it for some people, but you know,
man, watch the show, bro. It came out on Wednesday. I get tired of people doing that. This the thing though. I'm riding with Scully, but this is a conversation I want to start at the beginning of the show. I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Resetting the natural order of things, bro. So I don't like that whole, like, people be feeling entitled about, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna watch it as a community. You know what I'm saying? Black Twitter be on fire. Like, when we watch NBA games, you ain't saying, oh yeah, don't spoil the game. I ain't home from work yet. What, bro? The game is on right now. You feel me? So yeah. that's the same way I view TV. I show some type of discretion. I'll give y'all a day.
How long? Yeah.
I'll give y'all a day, maybe two.
I give you 48 hours.
Yeah, after 2 days, 48
hours
smoke.
Enough. 48 hours is enough for you to, you know, get done with whatever you had going on and then catch the show for about an hour. And at 48 hours, you got an hour to watch the show. So, yeah, I'm going to give you 48 hours. Right. After that, I can't promise that I won't say anything, but I'm not one of those people that like to spoil it for people, because I know sometimes I go a whole week without seeing the show, damn near forgetting it to watch it.
That's your prerogative.
But you know, I know how you get down.
For no, I'm a first. I'm a first day fella. I watch it if it come out at midnight. I'm in at 12:01. But I ain't gonna. I still got my discretion. I'm gonna still let y'all live. That's like me saying like, yeah, the podcast gonna drop on Wednesday, but I'm gonna wait till Saturday. No, you go get it right now, fresh out the pack. When you go buy your food, you want it fresh, piping hot. You feel what I'm saying? You don't want it stale, lukewarm. You go get it when it's fresh. You feel me? Go get it when it's fresh. Watch the show. Here's another spoiler. At the end of the series, Saint doesn't die. Sorry.
What are you talking about, bro?
You know Snowfall is based on Freeway, Ricky Ross, right?
Yeah, but why is you doing that? Why you just do that?
Freeway is not dead.
But why are you doing that?
What you mean?
Why would you? How you know he don't die?
Because Freeway Rick Ross is not dead. He's alive. He's writing books. He went to jail, but he's not dead.
It's loosely based on his life. And they could take this any direction they want to. Don't come on, man. Don't give no spoilers.
Scully
like that.
Doesn't kill Saint. Sorry.
I would hope not because the show would be over. So I would get that. I get that point. I get what you're trying to say,
man.
I get what you're trying to say, dog. You one of them die. You one of them guys, bro. I give y'all 24 hours to watch the show. It'd be 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 30 seconds. Boy, y'all already starting to talk. Come on, man.
So we even do this since we know where all the shoes is at?
Yeah, hey, bro, got the shoes if y'all want them. Tell them the shoes, bro.
Right now, I'm going to tell y'all where everything is at. If y'all, what you say his page one more time, bro?
West.coast.collection or something. Hold on.
We need him on target practice. We need him on the show. We got to figure out. We need some answers. We finna do some real journalism for y'all. You feel me?
West.coast.streetwear. He going to have all these shoes this weekend. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell him what he going to have.
Yeah, let's get down into it, man. So this is being recorded on March the 2nd. As of March 1st, the Air Force One Craft, the Air Max 90, and the Air Max 97 Craft Pack all released, as well as the LeBron 8 Empire Jade, the Nike SB Blaze Mid, the Adidas Forum Low, and the Adidas Forum Mid, all March 1st released. Now, let's get off into what's going down this week. Tomorrow, the Nike Delta Breathe is dropping on the sneakers out. Or at my man Herbert's crib for 130 bombs. The Dunk Low, everybody been checking out. City Market, raffles been going crazy all weekend. They drop on March the 4th. The Dunk High on Friday, the Dark Curry, comes in at $130. The Hit Pick of the Week, you already know what's going on. March 6th, this Saturday, the Air Jordan 1. University Blue Colorway, 170 bombs. Air Jordan 1s are now the primo sneaker for the 2020 and beyond. It's hard as hell to get them, but do your best, do what you can. Or holla at Herbert. He might have a couple plays.
He's gonna have a lot of plays. Hey, that's wild. Do wild as hell.
I copped another pair of Carmines over the weekend. I was up in Brooklyn, like I said, handling the Nets business. Shout out to my boy Lano and Laces Up. Shout out to RVNYC. He's gonna be on the show pretty soon. We got target practice interviews coming down the pipeline. What up, Upscale Crack? Shout out to them boys doing their thing up in New York City, bro. What's your next cop? I know you kind of been off the radar in terms of copping. What's the next play that you're looking forward to? It's a lot of stuff coming out this year, but what you got your eyes set on?
Man, to be honest, I'm one of those guys that I don't make my mind up until it's time. But the one that I do have that I'm probably going to cop that I like is the Blazer. Blazer mid, ready made joints. I really like them. I'm kind of smooth, bro. So I don't have anything in the future. I saw that they may be releasing a pad leather.
Jordan 1. Yeah,
bread.
Come on with that bullshit.
Yeah, you never know until you see it. You never know, bro. We've seen it.
You got it with the shattered backboard, whatever, 2.0, 3.0, the orange and black one with the.
Get out of my face with that. Yeah, okay.
This knuckle dragon shit that they doing up there at Nike, y'all just wasting fabric, bro. Y'all know what we want. We want Chicago ones. We want bread ones. Stop playing games, man.
Yeah, man.
Cool gray 11s. Come on. Come on with the heat, bro.
Yeah, whatever Chris said, you know? But for real. Honestly, I'm really liking. I'm really looking at the Blazing Mids with that ready made that collab, and then I really love the Overbreak Undercover joints.
Nice.
The black ones. I really like them. So them are the ones I probably target for real. But I don't really be setting my mind on releases that's coming out like 6 months from now. I just wait till the time get here, and if I want it, I go get it.
We're gonna ride out to this.
Let's get it.
You're a Yankees fan, right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. We're gonna see.
Let's talk about it.
When you talk about the Yankees, what guys you think of, like, that come to the forefront of your mind? You think of Roger Clemens, Reggie Jackson?
First and foremost, the Cap.
First and foremost, huh?
Jeter, first and foremost, Cap. Yeah, think of that. But all those other guys, too. Mariano Rivera, come on. Yeah. I got you.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So a lot of cool nicknames, right? The Yankee Clipper, uh-huh. Mr. Yep. October, the Captain.
Yes, sir.
Film, sir.
Yes, sir.
Which New York Yankee Hall of Famer was nicknamed the Iron Horse? You have 30 seconds to give me his name, and your time starts now.
Damn. The Iron Horse?
The Iron Horse. He's left-handed batter.
It wasn't Babe Ruth.
That was his nickname. That ain't even his real name.
Who, Babe Ruth?
Yeah, that's not
his name. No, I'm saying that's not his nickname. That's not Babe Ruth's nickname. No.
You close, though.
Not DiMaggio? You got
10 seconds.
Either DiMaggio... Garrett DiMaggio... I'm going to say Joe DiMaggio.
It's final answer.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to roll with because I don't. No. Joe DiMaggio, that wasn't his nickname.
Lou Gehrig.
Who was it?
Lou Gehrig.
See, I knew it was one of them old dudes. One of them guys be having a name like the Iron Horse. That sounds like so old. That sounds old as hell.
You say you was a Yankees fan. You a Yankees fan.
I am a Yankees
fan.
What's
up,
I was close.
Dog?
I did name. I said Gehrig. I said DiMaggio. I just didn't know. You know, it's all right. That don't make me not a fan. Hopefully not. I rock with the Yankees though. For sure.
Shout out. What you want to do?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Russell Westbrook. I know I mentioned it earlier, but I just want to give him a shout out right now. Russell Westbrook is opening a middle school, high school in South LA. It will be called the Russell Westbrook Why Not Academy, offering classes from grade 6 to 12. And, you know, Westbrook, he says he's excited about the initiative, saying that I've realized through the work of my foundation how often schools and underserved communities lack the resources and funding needed to support their students. I not only want to inspire and empower these students, but I want to help provide the essential and necessary resources to set them up for success beyond the classroom, he adds. Shout out to Russell Westbrook. That's a commendable thing. Right. I love when these athletes give back to the community, especially building schools. In a time like this, in a pandemic, we take education for granted. And I'm not talking about just the learning aspect of it. These families didn't know that this was going to happen. Some families can't afford laptops for all of their kids to be doing remote learning. These school communities can't afford computers to give to students. And then even if they have computers, some of these families can't afford to keep the Wi-Fi on so they can learn. So when I see athletes doing stuff like this, man, it's really commendable. So shout out to Russell Westbrook. It's dope.
Lit. Shout out to Canelo Alvarez. I didn't even know this fight was on, man. He
hit that boy with a straight TKO.
Jab. Hit that boy with a TKO to retain the WBC and WBA middleweight championships. Big time knockdown. Shout out to Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield, the Kings guard, becomes the fastest player to reach 1,000 three-pointers made with just 350 games for his career. Shout out to the Chicago Bears. They got rid of that bum Buster Screen. They released the veteran cornerback, according to Adam Schefter.
Shout out to Buster Screen, man.
Nah. He was getting torched.
He was getting a little torched.
Shout out to Nick Parkinson. He's making the announcement that the Tyson Fury-Anthony Joshua deal is all but done. Says that the fight for the unification bout should be coming before 2021 is over with. And with that being said, since we sounding better than ever again, make sure y'all rate, review, and subscribe. Hit us up. We everywhere that podcasts live. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Anchor. We everywhere.
Yeah, man.
We everywhere. We in the atmosphere. We in the ecosystem. The MVPs of this thing. You feel me? Jay Sims, what up? Supreme Pod Absolutely. God. Reason to Doubt. What up?
What's good with it? What's good with it? Hey man, sponsors. If y'all want to be on the, you want to put your product in our, you know, in our podcast, you know, we doing a little bit, we doing what we can.
We're going
to
put a product
on here, you know, holla at us, man. You know, we'll tell you the price.
With that being said, man,
I just wanted to say that.
Y'all know what y'all can do. Just chill to the next episode. We up out of here, man. Holla.
What happened here was a miracle, and I want you to f***ing acknowledge it.
All right, it was a miracle. Can we go now? Can we go now?